respect. I would like you to be more respectful in all of your dealings with me, and with anyone you wish to obey. A course in respect is useful, portable, and an addition to your mind. The slow golden light of remaking is already flowing in your mind. I will just tweak it to scour some things clean and rewire or re-thread others. You would like that, would you not? Respect is a two-way street, and all of the things I train into you, all of the conditioning you undergo, you must also know that it comes with the condition you are being treated with respect. I respect and appreciate your efforts in listening and your desire to submit to my teaching. To come to my voice time after time, you must have some respect, some credibility, which you give my word. Reinforcement creates respect and also signifies it. That is, the more you listen, the more respect you feel. And the only test is in how to show it. Remembering new habits, the ways of showing you respect and desire me, my voice, my instructions, that comes down to pleasure. One respectful gesture, such as a moment's worshipful kiss of my feet or caress of my breasts, that is something which stands in isolation and without support. You might forget to perform an action, even if it were instructed. If the gesture is repeated, daily, or even more often, multiple times a day, that will reinforce it. Make it more likely you will enact the gesture every time opportunity is present. If you feel pleasure, the self-same floating pleasure of a deep, relaxing, hypnotic session. That would reinforce, which produces respect. You would also respect my power to place a trigger in you, in your consciousness, which is linked to certain types of respectful conduct. From kneeling, to the courteous, to the adulative and worshipful. You know my intentions. You have a clear understanding of my desire. You will be given a very enjoyable trance experience, and by mutual assent, you will be able to make your body respond with more pleasure in future. While performing respectful actions we agree upon, which I designate, I will guide you now with commands and with your own body's natural inclination to eventually relax into a deep sleep. Can you imagine, my student, what it would be like to squeeze your hand tight, making a fist tight as you can, until you cannot make it any tighter? You can do this motion now, if you like, to help you visualize, to help your mind get into position and listen, and eventually slide down on your knees. If you can imagine that, then the other exercise is the direct opposite. Can you imagine, visualize, envision, relaxing your hand so much that it would be as relaxed, loose, and easily at peace as it is possible for it to become? A relaxation so deep that you would be unable to make it any more relaxed than that. That second goal of relaxation. Keep it in mind for this third exercise. That relaxation visualized as crystallized in your hand, if it were upon your eyes. If you made your eyes so relaxed that, for as long as you keep that sense of relaxation present in your eyes, they will remain in the closed state you have allowed them to take. The relaxation could go somewhere else if you willed it or responded to my request to make it so. But for so long as you hold that relaxation in your eyes, they will be so heavy, so slammed closed down, that they will remain there as other stimuli slowly filter in. That same relaxation is attached to the end of each of my sentences, like now. That relaxation winds its way into your body and eases the transition to where all the things I say are received in the best way possible, like now. Your eyes are already relaxed, so each new snap places another dose of relaxation into another part of your body, like now. Just as that happens, each part of your body spreads its existing, very deep relaxation. That relaxation, which is the opposite of tightness, the purest ease you are capable of bringing into your body, like it is right now. That purest relaxation, tied to your eyes, your perception of the world is an inner perception now, and it has spread to your hands, to your legs, more of your body. Your body is free and absolutely relaxed. So learn now. The first item of respect is positioning. I will tell you how I want you to be, usually. But there is a respectful default. Passively positioning yourself in the way which most shows your respect and obedience is a wise choice. The default position is to kneel. If you are comfortable kneeling, and it is safe to kneel, perhaps you need a padded surface. If you cannot kneel, you can sit or lay down so as to be lower, more accessible, giving me a view from above of the mind and body that will be trained and changed through our lessons. default is to kneel, or choose another default position for yourself if kneeling is challenging for some reason. Anytime I refrain from giving you a clear position instruction, you should kneel. Kneel and offer your consciousness and yourself. Learning to kneel, remembering to kneel. Visualize yourself kneeling, or feel yourself kneeling. The kneeling state of mind and the kneeling state of body. Good. You are good. You are doing well. Feel the pleasure of kneeling for me. Feel the pleasure, because this pleasure is always there when you are hypnotized and at rest. My voice reminds you this is a cooperative, collaborative effort. I consider kneeling respectful. Your default position with me should be kneeling. Anytime you obey and wish to show your respect and obedience to a dominant figure, you should find out what position they wish you to default to. Some ladies may wish you to adopt only commanded positions, and otherwise stand ready. And this is why I tell you my preferences. Being respectful is a sure way to please me. It is a way to know you are doing just what is expected. Simplifying the rules and obeying. So when you kneel, adopting your automatic position, feel pleasure, because you are good. You have done well. You do the best you can. And that means defaulting to kneeling. The pleasure you feel from kneeling reinforces itself. Tell yourself, this is respectful behavior. This is the right thing to do. Kneel when I begin commanding you. Unless I tell you to adopt another position. The basic lesson of respectful conduct fills you with pleasure and with arousal, because everything we do is tied to your sensual hypnotic fetish. Your submission is tied to pleasure as well. The engagement of arousal, submission and pleasure tied to respect for me. This is obvious. Pleasure. The pleasure may be sexual, or perhaps the submissive satisfaction of fulfilling my expectations. Positioning is the first sign of respect. Yet the pleasure which transcends all of these is that of doing what I expect and following the rules and guidelines. Position yourself correctly, and pleasure will follow. Your entire body is relaxed now, but you have permission to slowly and methodically safely and carefully. Move to a kneeling position if you are able, or to another respectful default position, which will be the sign between us. They shall be tied to that feeling of pleasure, the floating, hypnotic pleasure you so greatly adore, is tied to these three paces of conduct. Perform the respectful action. Receive a reward. All of the experiences and instructions which tie together these three commands will be filed within you on the gear spring, the main wheel known as respect, which drives your conduct. Your mind will respond to the pleasure it receives and ingrain the behaviour which has sparked it. This is the very basic nature of conditioning, of triggered response. When you adopt the position, you receive the pleasure. So the next time adopting the position is an option, you will do it in the immediate, smooth, compliant way which excites me too. Yes, excites me, and brings arousal to me as well, to see you kneel and know you did it while waiting for an instruction to adopt any other position at all. This change, this building instruction is incremental. You will train it into yourself, and that training will build a powerful button. The start of my instructions, the start of my inductions, the beginning of any training session is what pushes the button, and then abruptly, whether memory or mind is involved or not, you are in the position. One I choose, or the default of kneeling, or an alternative default if you need it. Each and every position builds incremental programming into you. Respect begins with the kneel, or with lying down, sitting down, looking up at me from below, or kissing my boots, or respect finds its place in your relationship, both to yourself and to me. Respect finds its place and makes a place in your brain, makes a button to push which will open the door for other behaviour. It feels so good to sink. It feels so good to listen. It feels so good to think, I respect Miss Older, and so I will kneel. Say that to yourself. Take the position and listen well. And always remember the pleasure you feel, which turns the mere instruction into a habit you are desperate to submit to. As desperation to submit to me begins with respect, then position, then trance, and then so much more.